Boone County Board of Supervisors, Tuesday, February 19th, 2019. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
I have several. The subdivision is off, as I understand it.
Yep.
Okay. Item B, item C, the resolution setting date and time, attorney schedules and ours don't always agree, so C is off. And the work session with the budget director is off. So, meet with department heads and elected officials. Sherry Johnson, Boone County Auditor.
Good morning. We did receive our official notice for the Burlington School District special elections that will be held April the 2nd. Polls will be open from noon to 8, and should have the ballots, proofs, and getting ready to look those over. And hopefully by the first of the month, we'll have the ballots for that special election to start absentee voting.
Thank you, Sherry. Angie Vaughn, safety.
Good morning. I really don't have anything new for you today.
Mike Johnstone, Boone County Sheriff.
Good morning, Chairman. The only thing of note is that today we'll swear in Deputy Brad Siegfried. We'll swear him in as a sergeant, so he'll be a great addition to our command staff, so.
Gary Mark, congratulations. Krista Pogama, Public Health, Local Health.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy. I really don't have anything new to report.
Jared, Land Use.
Pretty similar there. We've been doing a lot of grants due this time of year, so we've been busy helping out with that. In terms of land use, like I said, we still need to discuss something with the subdivider on the conditions. We'd be ready for that resolution, so we'll be postponing that till next week, and then there's another one that's up for review right now, so we'll see how that one goes. Nothing else noteworthy to report.
Thank you, Jared. Ken Heineman, Coordinator of Disability Services.
Good morning. The only thing I could mention is yesterday the Department of Human Services sent out an informational letter saying that Iowa Total Care is a new managed care organization starting July 1st, and so it gives information on how people could sign up with Iowa Total Care in addition to United and Amerigroup that are currently in place. So I might just give a copy to the media in case you want to see that. So that's all I have.
Thank you, Ken. Colin Gersh, how's IT?
Good. Had a pretty fun weekend with some of the power fluctuations down here. Generator kind of kept things going. I thank Rodney and his guys for messing with that all weekend, but other than that, nothing really new to report. So.
Thank you. Lisa Schreiner, Recorder.
Good morning. Just keeping busy. I really don't have anything new to report.
Lisa Schaefer, County Attorney.
Busy as well. We have gotten a couple of resumes in for the attorney position. Still nothing for the investigator position. We have a jury trial going upstairs that's supposed to last all week. It should be quite a show. The defense attorney is pretty dramatic, is a good way to put it. So for those of you who don't have anything to do, he always puts on a nice stage show. Just a reminder that our law enforcement reception is this Thursday from 4 to 6 down at our office. Again, we encourage the board to attend. And we've also been able to obtain a couple of summer interns, one from Iowa State, and it looks like we might be getting one from Drake to kind of get going and get the ground moving on some of those projects, the annual report project, and then we apparently have warrants from like 1968 that the clerk is asking us to go through and get rid of if we can. So hopefully we'll get a couple summer interns and we can get some of that background work done that I know the clerk's office has been wanting us to get accomplished for the last 12 to 15 years. Other than that, just staying busy.
Thanks, Lisa. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Guys were out a couple times over the weekend, Sunday and Monday, so I want to say thanks to them. Appreciate them. They've given up a lot of time that in an abnormally active winter, I guess, for snow and ice and everything else. So they were in and ran and got out of here. So other than that, sounds like more snow tonight. So we'll fix everything today and go back at it tomorrow.
What is the latest forecast?
Sounds like 3 to 5. Heavier as you go northwest.
Any ice?
Tail end of it, there's a chance of up to a tenth of an inch at the tail end of it. Then there's some ice over the weekend, possible.
Rain by the weekend, though.
Oh, I know.
Chris Lee, excuse me.
Brian, how's the salt holding out?
We're doing okay. Obviously, we got a lot less than we started with, but we store quite a bit. And, you know, I don't know that we'll have any left when we get done with winter, but we still have salt, yes.
Other people still trying to buy it from you?
From what I gather, it's, but I've been told, I haven't checked into it, it's just running out. I mean, yes, I have had some contacts last week. Not so much buying any from me as much as looking around. But it sounds like the price skyrocketed, and then the supply pretty much started to run out completely. It's just the, I don't know that firsthand. I've heard it from a couple county engineers. I've heard the DOT's had some issues. So it's a long winter, and obviously there's only so much that came up the river. And when the whole Midwest faces something like this, it's gonna get spread pretty thin. But as far as we go, we're doing okay. We stock in a pretty good amount. We did scale our ratio back a little bit, so just to have a little safety factor in there.
Thanks, Brian. Chris Lee, Conservation.
So the bright side of this long winter is that there's a lot of opportunity for ice fishing, and there's been a lot of people catching a lot of fish. So Big Hollow gets really turned on this last week. One of my staff, who I tend to believe, was catching 14-inch crappie out of the lake. So.
Really?
Somebody had those coordinates.
For a fee. We'll sell you the GPS coordinates if you'd like, fluff the budget a little bit. But be careful out there. You get some bright sunny days like what we had yesterday, that can kind of make that ice a little rotten. And on big lakes like that, it can be pretty unpredictable. But I think there is, 6 or 7 inches in most places, thicker in some. But pretty cloudy, and so that can turn to bad ice real fast when it's cloudy like that. So just be careful. But if we're gonna have a long drawn out winter, we might as well enjoy it, right? Catch some fish.
Rodney Buechner, maintenance.
Good morning. I echo what Brian said. What the guys are in this weekend. Also, even though it was county holiday yesterday, the courthouse was still open. Some of the guys were in yesterday morning, get everything cleared off, and. Also, as Colin said, we had a power outage down here. The land had some equipment issues, apparently of some sort, from probably around 7:45 Sunday night. They got power back on a little after 10 o'clock-ish yesterday morning. So.
And they were parked in the alley.
Yeah, so they were busy as well. Whole courthouse was on generator, so it didn't really affect too much. Just run around catching a few trip breakers this morning, but other than that, everything's going good.
Thanks, Rodney. Did I miss anybody? I don't think so. Correspondence. Either of you gentlemen have any correspondence?
No.
I had one of the regular letters from American Ordnance. The Iowa Army Ammunition Plant is requesting a Class 1 permit modification to the reference permit to replace the Spill Prevention Control and Countermeasure Plan dated 8 September 2016 with the revision dated 8 October 2018. Please note that a copy of the revision has not been provided with this letter. As directed by the Army Security Officer at the Iowa Army Ammunition Plant, the plan has been marked for official use only. In addition to the safeguards that are currently in place, safeguards concerning personally identified information are also in effect when protecting this document. If you have a need to review the updated plan, please notify the point of contact for forwarding of your request to the Army Security Officer, who must review all requests prior to information being released to the public in the interest of protecting national security. Point of contact is Mr. William J. Hilger at 319-753-7992. Sincerely, William Hilger, American Ordnance. This will be on file and available at the auditor's office for anyone interested. Discussion and vote. We have accounts payable claim in the amount of $1,144,861.94.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Okay, we have a resolution setting date and time for the fiscal 20 budget hearing. Be it resolved that the Board of Supervisors hereby fixes the time and place for a public hearing on the fiscal 20 budget estimate for Tuesday, March 12, 2019, at 9 a.m. in the boardroom at the Des Moines County Courthouse. The Des Moines County Budget Director is hereby directed to publish the notice and estimated summary as required by law. This resolution shall take effect immediately. Approved this 19th day of February 2019.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have the Sheriff's Report of Monthly Fees Collected for January 2019. This report will be on file at the Auditor's Office and available for public review. We have the minutes for the regular meeting on February 12th. Oh, second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Abstain.
Any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items. Resolution setting the time and place for the general obligation bonds has to be on there, so we'll have to vote. So make that just a special budget meeting for Thursday morning, and then we'll send out the agenda tomorrow or this afternoon. Gentlemen, okay with that? We'll have to vote on that setting the date for the bond hearing. Committee reports. We both forgot one. We had the conference board.
Oh yeah.
We approved the budget of the assessor's budget for 2020. I also attended a Grove Raider Burlington meeting this morning, and they discussed upcoming events. And the Southeast Iowa Link Region had a meeting last Wednesday, and there was a presentation by the regional mental health advocates and discussion of both access centers and administrative costs. That's all I have.
And we went off and visited with Farm Bureau.
The Farm Bureau. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, please give us your name and address. If you would like to, you may step up to the lectern. That is not required, and please limit your comments to 2 minutes. Is there any public comment?
Because of my background, I can't let that go. I'm not coming to the podium. So I'm Tom Courtney, 2609 Clearview, right here in Burlington. I want to talk for just a minute. Pardon me, just a minute about the decimating of the contract with the county employees. You're going to decimate that contract, I understand, although I've not heard a lot of conversation about it, and go to a handbook. That was done in the school district prior to my getting elected to the school district. I've fought since I've been on there to do away with it, not been successful yet. I would ask you gentlemen, and you're all three friends of mine, I've known you all for many, many years. I don't understand why you're doing this. I don't understand why you want to decimate the contract. It seems to me you're doing something because the lawyers said you could. That's why the school district did it, I believe, because the lawyers said they could. It's not a good reason, that's not a good reason to turn on these employees. A handbook is not a contract, we all know that. If it was the same, a lot of folks say, well, it's just the same. If it's just the same, why on earth would you change it? A contract is a contract, and we all know the difference. As I think I said at one other meeting, if a contract and a handbook are the same, why then do you sign contracts with folks that are going to do jobs for the county, such as building bridges or whatnot? You sign a contract with them, you don't say, oh, here's a friendly handbook, we'll all get along. You don't do that. You want it legally. That's all these folks want. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Any other pub?
Good morning. Carrie L. Duncan, 3140 New London Road. I ask you gentlemen just also to reiterate what Mr. Courtney has spoken about. A contract is a binding agreement. It gives respect and dignity to the workers. Not only are you infringing upon the workers of not having that right, but it's the workers' families. We would hope that, you know, you would want to continue that after all these years. And we've always been brought to think before we act. Keep the best interest of these workers and their families in a contract, something that will be a mutual agreement between the both of you and to better all of you. Thank you.
Thank you. In public.
Keith Turtle, Burlington, Iowa. My brother-in-law worked on your roads without a contract. Now he is dead.
Any further public comment?
Morning, Mr. Chairman, board members. Ryan Drew, 12688 Flint Bottom Road, Burlington, Iowa. Serve as the president of the Duane Henry County Labor Alliance here locally. Want to speak to you again. Been at the last couple meetings. I know you guys are narrowing in on the target here of reaching an agreement, hopefully. And just, again, advocating for maintaining the contract that's in place. I was in Des Moines when they passed that bill, and I could tell you there was nobody. The buses that come from Kansas to advocate for that aren't local taxpayers of this community. So again, the one good thing about that bill was it leaves it up to local discretion whether they want to implement these radical changes. And I think of Iowa, when I think of Des Moines County, don't really see where it's something that, you know, the analogy that it was once a pendulum swings one way, it usually comes crashing back the other way. I don't know why we would ever want to bring that into our community, let alone with our workforce here for the county. We started the meeting by paying respect to the flag, you know, and what's this send a message to the people that work for us? We thank our men and women that get up and clean our roads, and again, this is the respect that we have for them, is to erase history. You know, when I try and explain this to people in the community that ask what's going on, well, if they just do away with the contract, they can just strike, right? No. You know, in the real world, with your previous business, if a proposal ended up like this at the day that the contract expired, you wouldn't have a workforce. It would come to a strike. But no, we in Iowa have handicapped the workers to express that way. But instead, we're just saying, okay, you're going to take what you get. That's not, you know, that's not right. That's not fair. That's not a way to manage people. You get what you put out, I think. You had a successful business for many years, Tom, and it's because you appreciated the work that people did for you. I know plenty of people that have spoke, including my uncle, about that and the appreciation they have for it. And they go back to work for you any day. That's the relationship we want with our employees. You treat them with respect. And we don't erase history of 40 years of bargaining and say, what do you get out of it? You get nothing, because I get the opportunity to take it from you. That isn't the way we treat people in our community. And I think the turnout that we've had, I've yet to see anybody advocate for this kind of at the board meetings the last 4 weeks. We have a great crowd here today. I'm sure if we had taxpayers or had these meetings held in evenings, we'd have a lot bigger crowd. I mean, the people that took time out of their day to come today are here to express. These people deserve our respect and dignity. Please maintain the contract. Thank you.
Thank you. Any more public comment?
Doug Brown, Bargaining Committee Chairman, UAW, Local 807, longtime Des Moines County taxpayer. You have a choice. Leave it alone. Don't do away with the contract. Keep your relationship with your workers, with your county, and with your taxpayers intact. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. Any public comment? See no one rise. With an aye, we are adjourned. We are adjourned.